Ruby.
Good evening, Kodesh Tov.
Good evening, Kodesh Tov to you, Hanak.
How you doing?
In pain.
I'm
okay.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Oh.
What
else? Other than that, I'm hanging in. I went for a walk today. It was nice. Very nice out.
What happened?
I went for a walk today. It was very nice outside.
Right.
And it usually doesn't bother me when I'm walking, but after I stop, that's when I start to hurt.
Okay.
But this too will pass.
Understand.
Yeah. Were the only two on?
No, there's somebody else on.
Okay.
So we'll start. Oh, that person.
Okay.
Welcome, Martha.
Hi, Martha. How are you? Hello.
I'm going to mute my phone.
Kodesh Tov to all of you.
Kodesh Tov.
So we are starting with section 27 of the Zohar's commentary on the Parashah Noach. We're starting with verse 209, and I'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kudshaber Yichud in kebit hilu urchimu udhilu udhilu urchimu liakta l'shem yudhe bovathe b'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah Vayehino amadonai Elohinu alinu ma'asei adenu kononele ma'asei adenu kononehu. Wela yahev lon kud shabrichu v'shamatin ela biara di Yisrael. Diktiv hine ani poteach et Kavrotaychem v'ha'aleiti etchem mikverotaychem ami v'heveti etchem el admat Yisrael di'it galgelum techot ara Uvatar makitiv venatati ruchi bachem v'chaya ichtem v'gomer deha biara v'Yisrael yikabelun nishmatin kol inun b'nei alma Bar Elaine, the Istavu, Busivu, Ara, the Elaine, Kitiv, the Imahu, Mean Haaretz, Die Kavi Afal Gav, the Achshu. V'yachli gud kadmai al dave imahu kada'a imahu misefer chayim. But he shall not restore their souls to them until they are in the land of Israel. as it is stated, "Behold, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves, my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. They will roll through underground passages and come to the land of Israel. Next it is written, I will put my spirit in you and you shall live. Only in the land of Israel will they receive their souls, except those who have defiled themselves and the land, namely the generation of the flood. As for them, it has been declared, they were destroyed from the earth. From the earth means precisely that they shall not rise during the resurrection of the dead, and shall not come to the land of Israel to receive their souls. Although some of the ancient sages differ in their opinion, claiming that they shall be resurrected, what has been said stands, for the term destroyed is similar to the expression, let them be blotted out of the book of the living, meaning that they shall never be resurrected. Questions, comments, thoughts?
I have a comment. So it means, does it mean when the generation of the flood, when they were eliminated, that their souls went to a level of hell where there is no redemption?
No, that's not what it's saying at all.
Okay.
It's talking about their bodies. The souls never are unusable. The souls may be connected to different bodies. And if the generation of the flood, their body, did not achieve any correction, any tikkun. So the soul was cleansed and reincarnated into different organisms, stones, animals, plants, insects, even in other dimensions. But their body will not be resurrected, so the soul combinations of all of the different components of their soul will find other bodies and other groupings to be resurrected, providing they achieve some tikkun in any given lifetime. But in the generation of the flood, there was no tikkun ever associated with that body, and so it will not be resurrected. And that's what the verses say.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have two questions. First being, this kind of reminds me of Amalek, that they would no longer be, they would be destroyed forever. Is this an Amalek generation? Is that part of that generation? Is in the flood, the generation in the flood?
Well, Amalek is a nation.
Okay.
Is a nation that comes from a union that is incestuous. So the nation of Amalek comes in this way. The souls associated with that have to be cleansed. They are cleansed in the various levels of Gehinnom, of hell.
Mm-hmm.
Their bodies will be destroyed because they're always doing negativity. The basic issue, why does God wage war against Amalek throughout the generations, is because the inner essence of Amalek is doubt. And since doubt is never part of Hashem, there's no affinity there. So will their bodies be resurrected? No. there's going to be a dissolution of that. Will the soul parts be cleansed and reincarnated and found in other groupings? Yes, they will.
Okay. Well, it kind of uses the same terminology as when they were in the wilderness, the, you know, that they
Correct.
Attacked.
Correct.
He was, okay.
Yeah.
The other question is what does it mean that they will roll through the tunnels to the land to receive their soul?
Honestly, I don't know, other than to visualize it the same way you do and everyone else who reads this. When the body is rebuilt, it's activated by a soul. What soul? The lower level, that of the nefesh. In this verse, it's saying that they will be brought into the land of Israel, and then they will receive their souls. That's the word in the Aramaic. I haven't looked exactly, but I'm sure it says the neshama. So the body regrows, so using that terminology, and the nefesh will be put into the body, and then there will be an underground tunnel that will go from the grave to an underground highway tunnel, a larger tunnel, and that tunnel will then go under to Israel. And that is the process. Now, how they travel in the tunnels, it's described as rolling.
Is it just talking about the nation of Israel, or is it talking about all nations' souls will go through that process that are worthy of retaining their bodies?
It's just talking about the children of Israel.
Okay.
That will be first roll, the first grouping, the first resurrection are the souls buried in Israel. And they will be resurrected and not have to roll. The children of Israel who die outside of Israel in the exile, they will have to, that's the second group of souls that are resurrected, and they will have to roll through these tunnels to reach Israel, where they will receive their souls. Then the third grouping will be the other nations who will not have to roll to Israel. Because in the other nations, the discussion is, and it hasn't really been confirmed, the majority of the people of the other nations do not have neshamot. They only have ruach. They have nefesh and ruach. But that's up for a machlokah, a disagreement, and we really don't know based on what the various sages have written and explained.
So that group, that last group, would have
to... Clearly, some of the nations, some of the other nations do have neshamot. But we don't know how that's being described, at least from what I have read and studied. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Malka. Go ahead.
No. With the last group that doesn't have, just has a ruach, they will have to go through more, they would have to learn more Torah or Kabbalah, or they would just have to learn more for them to raise their, elevate their soul to a higher level before they can actually be allowed into the land.
talking about the other nations, or are you talking about the children
right.
of Israel who roll?
No, the other nations.
Yes, they more than likely, although this is a disagreement, they more than likely will need to be reincarnated into the third set of 7,000 years, the fourth set of 7,000 years, the fifth set of 7,000 years, the sixth set of 7,000 years, and the seventh set of 7,000 years.
Okay.
But there's an argument for the sages. Some say that won't be necessary, and that's possibly why Moses took them, the Arab Rav, out of Israel, because that it would shorten the process. And others feel that it didn't shorten the process, and we will be necessary to go through a full 7,000 seven times. So it's unclear to give you the answer.
Okay.
But there will be some additional Torah study generated by people who didn't do enough in this lifetime, in these 7,000 years. Pasuk 2:10. Amar lo Rabbi Shimon v'dai le'yad lom hulaka bi'alma di'ate diktiv v'yimahu min ha'aretz uktiv le'olam yirshu le'aretz aval yikumun v'din bi'alayhu Kiti v're rabin misheni admat afar yakitsu ele lechaye olam ve'ela v'racha rafot udaraon olam ufluta behaval Kolab kimadio mudcha havrayayo. Rabbi Shimon said to him, undoubtedly, the generation of the flood will have no share in the world that is coming. As it is written, they were destroyed from the earth. Analogously, it is written, they shall inherit the land of the earth forever. And we learn that the word earth has the same meaning in both sentences. Nevertheless, they shall rise and stand for judgment, as they are described, and many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Even though opinions differ on this matter, everything is as the friends have explained. Questions, comments, thoughts.
I have a question. At the time of the resurrection, is that the time of Mashiach as well?
Are you talking about a human Mashiach or a Mashiach consciousness?
Consciousness.
Mashiach consciousness has three components: the resurrection of the dead, the rebuilding of the temple, and the physical manifestation of a human being as the Mashiach. That process, generally they expect that first there will be the the rebuilding of the temple, then there will be the resurrection of the dead, and finally there will be the Mashiach human being will be crowned as king of the children of Israel. That process is called Mashiach consciousness.
So is work currently underway for the rebuilding of the temple?
There is a something called the Temple Institute. It's a nonprofit organization that has solicited donations from primarily people who are evangelical Christians, and they have used that money to duplicate all of the parts of the temple components and the priestly garments, and they look through the world for the red heifer, and they're contemplating all of that, hoping that the temple will be built, as the prophecies say, that the temple will come from heaven. But the doors of the temple will be put on by human beings. The doors of the original first temple will float back from where they were buried into the ocean. And when they come back, the temple will have come down and they will be allowed to be restored onto the gates of the temple. All of this is part of the prophecies. The rebuilding of the Temple Institute, this is what they are teaching, and they spread this knowledge, and they solicit donations for this purpose. I don't know whether that is part of God's plan, or it's a way of diverting people's attention away from doing their spiritual work. Because there's a little bit of both going on with every organization that's trying to promote this.
Is the recent recognition of Jerusalem as the center of Israel, does that play a part in the prophecy?
Actually, the Jerusalem being the capital of Israel is part of the prophecies, but that's expected to have 10 nations surrounding it to fight the Armageddon War before that happens. But there's different movies, and perhaps that was the... This is the way it's supposed to come, so that we don't have to have an Armageddon War, that it's going to come peacefully. That's what we're all striving for, but no one really knows.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. Are there any other questions? Because we have completed the section. And on Monday, we will start section 28. Okay. And our class for Kodesh Tov, our Kodesh Tov connection, will be made at 7 o'clock West Coast time tonight. And tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., we will be continuing our study of the Psalms. I believe we're on Psalm 28. So I wish you all Kodesh Tov and Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Shabbat Shalom. Kodesh Tov.
Thank you. Kodesh Tov.